Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Chad. Chad writes from Mendham, New Jersey. Chad writes, do you think we will avoid another mortgage crisis now because subprime lending isn't so high like it was before the last financial crisis? Well, Chad, you know, now that we're 10 years beyond the Great Recession, it is now often commonly blamed on the subprime mortgage crisis. So the popular narrative is that, you know, credit was extended to subprime borrowers who then defaulted and then, you know, caused this enormous financial crash. And, you know, narratives are very powerful and compelling. So before, you know, written history, there was oral history. So, you know, we often remember stories a lot easier than facts and figures. But as entertaining and satisfying as stories can be, they're often inaccurate, as is the case here, because the facts really don't fit the narrative. Finance professors from Duke, MIT, and Dartmouth recently reviewed nationwide income, home sales, and mortgage data from before and during the financial crisis. And what their research showed was that there really was no big explosion of credit that was offered to lower income or subprime borrowers during that period. And in fact, the home ownership rate amongst the lowest 20% of the population in terms of income actually went down during that period because most of those people were priced out of local markets because property values had gone up so much. What the research found was that what was actually happening was that the credit that was being extended to middle income and higher income people had really exploded because everyone was really getting the same silly loan products. No doc loans, stated income loans. If you're involved in real estate during that time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And those kind of middle and higher income borrowers were defaulting at unprecedented rates. Because, you know, subprime borrowers default at a higher rate anyway. That's why you normally pay a higher interest rate. But it was middle and upper income borrowers who were really defaulting at a higher rate. And banks were lending at, you know, increasingly higher collateralized values and underestimating the risk of default. So, you know, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan famously underestimated the risk of default. And to his credit, unlike most people, he actually owned up to it later on. But what the research showed was that the biggest increase in credit that was extended occurred in local real estate markets where home prices were increasing the most. Well, that wasn't really in subprime or lower income markets because those borrowers couldn't afford those markets. It was really in middle and upper income markets where the credit was extended the most. And I actually operated my real estate business before, during, and after the financial crisis. And my anecdotal experience having negotiated short sales for mortgage borrowers during this period underscores the research that was done. So most of the people that I was doing short sales for, you know, during the financial crisis were not low income borrowers. In fact, most of them weren't owner occupants either. Most of them were middle and upper income speculators. They were professionals, doctors, lawyers, pharmacists, who, again, were getting these stated income no-doc loans, speculating on real estate, and buying multiple, in many cases, over-leveraged properties that they could no longer afford, and then, you know, subsequently defaulted on those loans. But I think the bigger issue and the lesson here is beware of narratives and stories, and don't confuse a narrative or a story for a fact or a figure. You got to do your own independent research, and certainly don't make financial decisions based on stories or narratives. Make them based on real data and empirical evidence. So thanks for your question, Chad. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.